Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 20th of November, 2017. We're going to wrap up the book of 1 Chronicles today. And then on Wednesday, we're going to go into 2 Chronicles. Pardon me for just a second. Yeah, I had a little morning cough. It's 6:30 in the morning when I'm recording this, before I do all my morning stuff. We're going to get this done, and then later today I'll do another show. I'm trying to get a little bit ahead because of things I have to do in my life since my my surgery and all that. I have other things that need to be done, and health-wise, you know, exercises, etc., etc., and that takes time. I'm working real hard to get myself back in proper condition. You know, Yahweh has blessed me, and I need to be a good boy and do what I'm supposed to do to help myself. I mean, he will help you, no doubt. You know, he does. But you have to do your part. Well, it's down to me to do my part to get my my bod back in good shape here and continue teaching the word here on Eurofolk Radio. You can download or listen to all my shows, the Word for Word and the Wake Up Call. Pardon me, on my website. It is https://www.wordforword.com pastor Steve.com. User-friendly site. There's no interaction, so no trolls, no trouble. It's just a study site. That's all it is. If you want to learn, you want to listen, that's where you can go to get my stuff. And there's no comment section or anything else. It's not for that. So let's get right into chapter 27 of 1 Chronicles. This is about the organization of the public service of all the people that I mentioned in the last show. Verse 1 of chapter 27. Now the children of Israel, after their number, the heads of the clans and officers of thousands and hundreds, and their scribes, that serve the king in any matter of the divisions which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year. Of every division were 24,000. They had a lot to do because they were serving not only the king but all of Israel at the temple. Okay, and all over Israel, they ran the country. Those were the bureaucrats. Verse 2. Over the first division for the first month was Yashobiam, the son of Zabdiel, and in his division were 24,000. Verse 3. Of the children of Peretz was the head of all the officers of the army for the first month. Verse 4. And over the division of the second month was Dodai and Ahohi. That's Ahohite in the King James. And of his division was Mikloth, also the chief officer. In his division likewise were 24,000. Verse 5. The third officer of the army for the third month was Benayahu. Now these are going to read different than what they are in the King James, because I'm reading what it says in the Hebrew. Benayahu, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, or a head priest, okay? And in his division were 24,000. This Benayahu was mighty among the 30. He's one of the 30 mighty men. And above the 30 in his division was Ammizabad, his son. Verse 7. The fourth for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, his son, after him. And in his division were 24,000. Lots of people. Verse 8. The fifth officer for the fifth month was Shamhut, the Yizrak. It says Israelite in the King James. And in his division were 24,000. Verse 9. The sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoi. And in his division were 24,000. Verse 10. The seventh for the seventh month was Keletz, the Peloni, of the children of Ephraim. And in his division were 24,000. Verse 11. The eighth for the eighth month, Sibekai the Cushathi, of the Zarki. That's Zarhites in the King James. And in his division were 24,000. They all had 24,000 men, evidently. Verse 12. The ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anatoti, of the Binyamini. That's the Benjaminites. And in his division were 24,000. Pardon me. I have a morning cough. Just a second. It's getting easier and easier. It's not quite as painful as it was. I'm starting to really heal up here. Doing what I can. Verse 13, the tenth month was Maharai, the Netophati of the Zarki. And in his division were 24,000. Verse 14, the eleventh month, Benaiah the Pirathoni of the children of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000. Verse 15, the twelfth month was Heldai, the Netophathi of Othniel, and in his division were 24,000. Now, that takes care of that section of this chapter. Now, let's move on to another section. These are tribal leaders. Verse 16, furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the officers of the Reubeni, Eleazar, the son of Zichri of the Shimoni. That's the Simeonites. Shephatiahu, the son of Ma'aka. Those were the two. Verse 17, of the Lewi, Kashabiah, the son of Kemuel, of the Aaroni, Zadok, those were the two. Verse 18, of Yehuda, Elihu, of the brethren of Dawid, of Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael. Those were two. Verse 19, of Zebulun, Ishmaiahu. The son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, they're going through the tribes, Yeremoth, the son of Azariel. Verse 20, of the children of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azaziahu, of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Yoel, the son of Pedaiahu. Those are the two. Verse 21, of the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edo, now that's pronounced Edo, okay, but it's Y-I-D-D-O. The Y is basically a silent, it has a little inflection in there. Edo, the son of Zechariahu of Benjamin, and Yaasiel, the son of Abner. Okay, all these people are very important. You read about a lot of these people in a lot of the other books, okay? Verse 22. Of Dan, the tribe of Dan, Azarael, the son of Yeroham. These were the officers of the tribes of Israel. Now, verse 23, you can reference Genesis 15, verse 5, 22, verse 17, and 26, verse 4. But Dawood took not the number of them from 20 years of age and under, because Yahweh had said he would increase Israel like the stars of the skies. Verse 24, you can reference 2 Samuel, chapter 24, verse 15, and 1 Chronicles 21, verses 1 through 14. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to number, but he finished not, because there was wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put in the account of the words of the days of King Dawood. Well, that's what we're reading right now. Dibrei Hayomim, words of the days. That's what Chronicles is. Now here's the administrators of Dawood's property. Verse 25. Let me get a little hit of coffee. I love recording really early like this because it's so quiet, basically. Verse 25, and over the king's treasures was Azmaweth, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the towers was Jehonatan, the son of Uzziahu. Verse 26. And over them that did the work of the field for laborers of the ground was Ezri, the son of Chelub. Verse 27. And over the vineyards was Shimei, the Ramathi, over the increase of the vineyards for the wine storehouse was Zabdi the Shifmi. So if you're reading along in the King James, you will notice the change in the names. I'm giving you the straight scoop of what's in the Hebrew. Verse 28, and over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the lowland was Baal Hanan, the Gederi. And over the storehouse of oil was Joash. I had to grab my magnifying glass. Some of this has got so many notes that my poor Bibles, I really work them over. I study and make notes, and eventually one of these days I'm going to have to get some new ones. But I like to keep an unmarked set to read. But if I'm really going to read, I need to get a new copy of the scripture, because they've made some changes, and I really I really like that because it's a sacred name Bible. Just for reading, you know. Verse 29, and over the herds that fed in Sharon was Shittai. Now they have Shittai in the king, it's Shittai, okay? The Sharoni. And over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adlai. Verse 30, and over the camels also Obil the Ishmaeli. He was an Ishmaelite. And over the asses was Yechdiahu the Meronothi. Verse 31. And over the flocks was Yaziz the Hagri. All these were the officials, now that means the stewards, of the property which was King Dawid's. In other words, they looked over all his stuff for him. He couldn't manage all of that. He was a king, he had to deal with major matters. Oh, my coffee with a little bit of cinnamon. Cinnamon is good for your heart. And I need things that are good for my heart. Now that it's been had a fix put on it. I got to be in a good mood and have good humor about this because of Yahweh's blessings. How can you not? I mean, how can you not be happy when Yahweh blesses you like he has me? Verse 32, also, these are his counselors, Jonathan's, Dawid's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe, very highly educated. Only the scribes were the real high muckety-mucks. They had a lot of knowledge. And Yechiel, the son of Kachmoni, was with the king's sons. Verse 33, and Achitophel, I misread that, was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archi was the king's companion. In other words, he walked around with him, and if the king needed something, he got it for him. Verse 34, and after Achitophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Ebiathar, and the commander of the king's army was Joab. All right, that ends chapter 27. Now we're going to get into chapter 28. This is about Yahweh choosing Shlomo, that's Solomon, to build the temple. I'm going to get another little hit of coffee here. And Dawid assembled all the officers of Israel. This is chapter 28. The officers of tribes, the officers of the divisions that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands and captains over the hundreds and the stewards over all the property and livestock of the king and of his sons with the eunuchs and with the mighty men and with all the valiant men unto Jerusalem. Now, verse 27, 34, I missed this. I needed to put this in, of the last chapter, Achitophel had deserted Dawood in order to follow Absalom. That's in 2 Samuel 15, 12 and 31, and 16, 20 through 23. But when frustrated by Hushai, that's in 2 Samuel 15, 32 and 37, and 17, 1 through 16, he committed suicide. That's in 2 Samuel 17, 23. A little backflash there. Back into chapter 28 and verses 2 through 7, you can reference 2 Samuel 7, 1 through 16. See, this is all a repeat. These are the words of the days. This is a recounting of what went on. We've gone over all this material before in the other books, but this particular book is a recounting of all of that. Verse 2, then Dawood the king stood up upon his feet and said, hear me, my brothers and my people. I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and for the footstool of our Elohim, and had made ready for the building. Verse 3, but Elohim said unto me, you shall not build a house for my name, because you are a man of war and have shed blood. Verse 4, howbeit Yahweh, Elohe Israel, chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel for a very long time. Now it says forever in the King James. That's incorrect. For he has chosen Yehuda as the ruler, and of the house of Yehuda, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he favored me to make me king, to reign as king, over all Israel. Verse 5, and of all my sons, because Yahweh has given me many sons, he has chosen Shlomo, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. Verse 6, and he said to me, Shlomo your son, he shall build my house and my courtyards, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Well, that was all well and good until Shlomo apostatized later. Verse 7, moreover, I will establish his kingdom for a long time. Actually, it says until everlasting. If, number 518, the word if he be constant or obedient to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day. Well, that changed later. Verse 8, now therefore in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Elohim, keep and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance. That's all one word in the Hebrew. 5157. For your children after you until everlasting. Verse 9. And you, Shlomo my son, know you, the Elohe of your father, that means the God of, and serve him with a whole heart and with a desiring being. For Yahweh searches all hearts and understands all the plans of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Which he did later. Verse 10. Take heed now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Verse 11. Then Dawood gave to Shlomo his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses of it and of the treasuries of it and of the upper chambers of it and of the inner chambers of it and of the house of the ark cover. Verse 12. And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courtyards of the house of Yahweh and of all the chambers round about of the treasuries of the house of Elohim and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. Those are holy items. Verse 13. Also for the divisions of the priest and the Levium and for all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh and for all the vessels of service in the house of Yahweh. In other words, he's laying everything out. He gave him all the stuff that was written down. Verse 14. Of gold by weight for things of gold and for all instruments of all manner of service. For all instruments of silver by weight. For all instruments of every kind of service. Verse 15, even the weight for the menorahs of gold, those are the candlesticks, and for their lamps of gold, by weight for every menorah, and for the lamps of it, and for the menorahs of silver by weight, for the menorah, and for the lamps of it according to the service of every menorah. Verse 16, and by weight he gave gold for the tables of the rows of showbread and for every table, and silver for the tables of silver. They overlaid these wooden tables with gold and silver. Verse 17, also pure gold for the forks and the bowls and the cups and for the golden basins by weight for every basin and by weight for every basin of silver. Verse 18, and for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubim that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. All Yahweh made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. In other words, the Holy Spirit came on him and he gave him all of this. Verse 20, and Dawood said to Shlomo his son, be strong and courageous, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for Yahweh Elohim, even my Elohe, is with you. He will not abandon you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of Yahweh. Verse 21, and behold, the divisions of the priest and the Levium, they will be with you for all the service of the house of Elohim, and with you for all manner of workmanship. Every willing, skillful man for any manner of service. Also the officers and all the people wholly at thy commandment. That ends chapter 28. Well, here we go into chapter 29, which is the end of 1 Chronicles. And that will end this show today, basically. I'm going to expound after this. These are offerings for the temple. And verses 1 and 2 of chapter 29, you can look at 1 Chronicles 22, verse 5. Verse 1 of chapter 29. Furthermore, Dawud the king said unto all the congregation, Shlomo my son, whom alone Elohim has chosen, is young and tender. And the work is great, for the citadel is not for Adam, but for Yahweh Elohim. Verse 2. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the bronze for things of bronze, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistening stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Verse 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection, that's number 7521, to the house of my Elohim, I have of mine own personal treasure of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my Elohim, over and above all that I have prepared for the set apart house. Verse 4. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir. Now that's very special gold, that's pure. And 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses. In other words, the inner workings. Verse 5, the gold for gold, things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work by the hands of artificers. And who is willing to literally fill his hand this day to Yahweh? In other words, who's going to do the work? Who wants to do this? Verse 6. Then the officers of the clans and officers of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the officials of the king's work offered willingly. Verse 7. And gave for the service of the house of Elohim of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 adarkonim. They have drams here. That's a measure. And of silver 10,000 talents, and of bronze 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. Those are weights, okay? Verse 8, and they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of Yahweh by the hand of Yechiel the Gershoni. Verse 9, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with whole heart they offered willingly to Yahweh. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Now, David is going to pray here. Verse 10, wherein David blessed Yahweh before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be you, Yahweh Elohim, or Elohe, rather, Yahweh Elohe Israel, our Father, from everlasting and from everlasting. And this is verse 11. You can reference Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Verse 11. Yours, O Yahweh, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the eminence and the majesty, because all in the sky and in the land, yours is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and you are exalted as head above all. Verse 12. Both riches and honor from your presence. And you reign over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand to make great and to give strength unto all. Verse 13, now therefore, Elohe, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Verse 14, but who am I and what is my people that we should retain strength? Offer so willingly after this sort. For all things are of thee, and of your own have we given thee. In other words, Yahweh owns everything. For we are aliens before you, and sojourners, as all our forefathers. Our days on the land are as a shadow, and there is no hope. In other words, no hope except for Yahweh. Well, that applies today. No hope but Yahweh. Verse 16. Oh, Yahweh, Elohe, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is of your hand, and all your own. Verse 17, I know also, Elohe, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me and the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now I have seen with joy your people, which are found here to offer willingly to you. Verse 18, O Yahweh, Elohe Abraham, Yitzchak, and of Israel, our forefathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and prepare their heart unto you. Verse 19, and give unto Shlomo, my son, a whole heart, to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do all, and to build the palace, the which I have prepared. Verse 20, and David said to all the congregation, now bless Yahweh, your Elohim, and all the congregation blessed Yahweh, Elohe of their forefathers, and bowed down their heads and prostrated to Yahweh and the king. Okay. Here's where Shlomo begins his reign. Verse 21. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto Yahweh and offered burnt offerings unto Yahweh on the morning after that day. 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 he lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. and did eat and drink before Yahweh on that day with great gladness, big feast. And they made to reign as King Shlomo, the son of Dawud, the second time, and anointed him unto Yahweh to be the chief ruler, and Zadok as priest. Here's verse 23, and you can reference 1 Kings 2, verse 12. Then Shlomo sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of Dawud, his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. Dawud stepped down, basically, and let Shlomo take over. He was getting old, okay? And it was not his to build the temple. He was not, at that point, capable of ruling. So he wisely just stood down and said, "Son, take over." Well, that's what he did. Shlomo sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of Dawud his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. Verse 23. Verse 24. And all the officials and the mighty men and all the sons likewise of King Dawud submitted themselves to Shlomo the king. Verse 25. And Yahweh magnified Shlomo exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him royal majesty, as has not been on any king before him in Israel. In other words, Shlomo was going to do a lot of good stuff at first. Now, this is Dawud's death. Let me get a little hit of coffee here. I got a little time. Thus, verse 26, thus Dawud, the son of Yishai, that's Jesse, reigned over all Israel. Verse 27, you can reference 2 Samuel 5, 4 and 5, and 1 Chronicles 3, verse 4. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Verse 28, and he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Shlomo his son reigned in his stead. Verse 29. Now the acts of Dawud the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the words of Shemuel the seer. That's the books of Samuel. And in the words of Natan the prophet. And in the words of God, G-A-D, okay, that's a ah sound, God the seer. Verse 30. With all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the land. These were ancient writings, perhaps similar to Jasher's works, which were available to Ezra, but which have since been lost. Well, we have the book of Jasher. I don't care what they say. It is assumed that many true prophets of Elohim of written books would have parts incorporated in the scripture, but whose names are not given. That's true. There were always prophets inspired to Yahweh, recording the information that Yahweh intended to incorporate into scripture. The Hebrew scriptures allow for this by calling all the books from Joshua to 2 Kings the former prophets. Well, that ends the first book of Chronicles. We're going to get into the second book of Chronicles on Wednesday. It will be a continuation of the story of Solomon, and his building of the temple, and all the furnishings that go in the temple. Well, it'll be a great big long thing, and then he's going to bring the Ark of the Covenant into the temple, and then Shlomo is going to talk to the people and give them a big speech and all of that, and Yahweh is going to bless the temple and appear to Shlomo, and it's going to tell about Shlomo's other works. And then when the Queen of Sheba visits, which is back in 1 Kings. And then Shlomo's death. And after that, they all fell out because they had bad kings. And the northern tribes are going to revolt. And it's going to account as all these kings went downhill. It's going to tell the story of all these succession of kings, good and bad, because not all of them were totally bad. Some of them were pretty good. Some of them were absolutely horrible. What can I say? Well, we got good and bad. We even have politicians that do a little bit of good today. But not much. They're pretty much under the direction of the Jews. But 2 Chronicles is much longer than 1 Chronicles. It has 36 chapters, so we're going to be in it a while. And it's going to be an exciting read because of all the craziness that's going to go on. And I like to read about all the craziness. It's interesting, and it'll be a little more exciting than all the listing of all the stuff. We're going to have some more listing of stuff, but not quite as much. It's going to be a different flavor than 1 Chronicles, okay? But we will get into that on Wednesday, the 22nd. And I hope you'll join us. Again, my website, where you can download and listen to all my shows, is https, that's a secure site, :// www.pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, -. Steve, S-T-E-V-E, .com. And it is a user-friendly site for study only. There's no interaction. There's no comment section. There's no trolling. None of that. It's just look, read, listen, download if you wish. Very easy. So we're getting down to the end here, and I will be continuing in 2 Chronicles through the end of that. That will signal the end of the Old Testament. I will then be going into other books. I will be beginning with the book of Jasher, the book of Jasher. And then Jubilees and the book of Enoch and whatever else I can come up with here. Plus all of the Apocrypha. I'll start with Jasher, Jubilees, and Enoch. And then I will go into the New Revised Standard Version and read the Apocrypha and comment on it. So that's about it for today. I'm going to say, may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will talk to you again on Wednesday. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.